the same as the results for our service done for seven instructions. So, please have a try to send us three points and help us find the song that you would have actually had. And I will continue now with a story of the discussion of it, of the Holy Spirit, which is otherwise known. And let me ask some questions. That is, I think, to come back rather than to try to find it. reduces the time from which we come together to go and worship, and pray, and have a little bit. Because so many things have changed, and so many individual choices have been so much. The danger of that is that it can leave us in a state to come to a difficulty or crisis. We don't have the meaning of the fellowship of the church. Change today is the lifeblood of the church. I've been so encouraged by our new monthly prayer meeting. I should have started them 3 years ago. Come and join. If you haven't been to a prayer meeting, come and get your prayer. The water's lovely, and it's not at all weird or certain. Some of them, there are one accord in their cabin, so they pray. That's the first thing to know, one accord. The second is that their true strength is not so within themselves, but with their recognition of the presence of God. Because we've spoken, we have nothing to fear. Our call is to trust Him and to be obedient to His commands. And that too should give us hope and courage in times of crisis. So the prayer starts in verse 34, sending word. You know, I think in the prayer book, we have never started all our public prayers in that way. We might have been loving the Father, imperfectly, loving the Lord. Perfectly. What a great way to start a prayer. They remind themselves in the prayer that God is the creator of all, and then they respond to the same truth. Why do the nations rage, and the peoples flock in vain? The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers stand together against the Lord and against the anointed one. And they say, how the Lord stops us. And then they say, how the Lord stops us. And then they say, why have 70 has been revealed in history? The Psalm says that the rulers all have times, but they are in vain, and they have spoken with their prayers. Indeed, indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together. The rulers second day, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together. It is the sad event for our holy servant Jesus, whom we announced during that time. And the conclusion of these events is which the verse says was, Jesus, what your power and world have decided beforehand should happen. Your power and world have decided beforehand should happen. Principally, God is serving application that trusts us that happens to see how within God's presence. And principally, it is more explained just for us all the time. Thank you. power. The way we pray for ourselves, when we pray in Christ for existence, is what can we pray for? And that's really what we need to set up with what we have in the minute during our worship. We don't take away just to think about the world and pray for other people. We can pursue it. When we pray for ourselves, we need to be doing it. We might spend a good deal of time carrying around our problems, whatever they are. We might ask all sorts of things for wisdom, protection, favour, blessing, and there's nothing wrong with all of that. But setting up a different approach to it, then in the prayer, there's only one passing reference to the problem. There's something else to see there. Now you will consider that. Maybe our problems only need a glance of our problems, because God knows about them already. The faith of his hands, he knows about our problems. God's problems care about him, what he can do. And what we're asking to do is pray for obedience. We're asking for obedience to the command that has already been given to speak the gospel boldly. Enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Obedience to the sovereign will of God should be the primary focus of our prayers. In front of God, in the back of God, in the truth. We pray to understand this issue, to take it to the way from the revealing of this issue, to acceptance of this issue, and to obedience to it. Somebody across it, Robert, however this comes about, it comes to those who listen to the word of open hearts, to know the sovereignty of God, and accept him to act, and accept him to respond to our prayers, and know the sovereignty of God and say they pray. And then therefore to them, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and take the word of God boldly. Don't mean they continue to do it time after time. We all do it. It's the same the way they operate. How they're able to do that because they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. A couple of weeks ago, I expressed the hope that our study of Acts would open a heart more to the Holy Spirit. That we would receive this fresh filling with the Holy Spirit, such guidance from the Spirit, such experience from the Spirit. And we tell us that couple of times that the trust for our prayer. Because God is sovereign, and acts in the world by his Spirit. And to pray for his sovereignty, and to pray to fill the Spirit so that we can act the way he wants us. My hope and prayer for this year is that as we learn to remember the things we do, we travel. We will see the results in the place of communion with the Spirit and become a true Spirit-filled church. And under this change, we partly accept that the Spirit does things our way, rather than the other way around. It isn't the same thing for us. change is that we let the Spirit. If we let the Spirit lead the moment, if we earnestly pray for that happiness and shift, then there becomes change. Bold in telling the gospel, bold in telling the gospel. And then, the opposite is that the Spirit appears to see the bold in the future. And then the Spirit sees people in John and all the others. All of them are fighting that. Speaking the word of God's bold. The fact great power that there is no need among them. God's grace being powerful at work among them. And great blessings happen as they went about their mission in the community. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that we might be filled with the Spirit's blessings. Let's pray. Seven of them. He's removing their life from their suicide. Pray that you are filled with the Spirit of God. And upon this church and this community, and that your blessing is here, and that people hear from us the word of God spoken about you. So your Son, Jesus Christ, look at us, and all we say unto you. Spirit of God, fill us with worship.